All this week, Morning Edition is looking at the financial literacy of young people in our series, Money Counts. For many people, technology has helped shape their relationship to spending. Earlier generations relied on checkbooks and then credit cards, and now young people are using online tools to track their money. NPR's Zoe Chace looks at the shifts in how we pay our bills.
Kids these days, so careless with their money. Sarah Marzinski just graduated from college last week.
I think about the time that I started to get money, either through babysitting or a job or whatever, maybe that was probably the first time that I realized that the way that my parents handled money was probably not the best way, or certain aspects of it weren't the best.
Ouch.
I know. Sorry, Dad.
All right. Maybe that's not how it is anymore. Many baby boomers, when they were kids, were careless with their money and grew up to rue their mistakes. Sarah Marzinski's dad can tell you about it.
You know, we tell her the pitfalls of credit, and we can point to ourselves and say, we're good examples, you know, don't do this.
Robert Marzinski is 55 years old.
My wife and I are products of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Money was flowing, and times were good, and you were able to get your house and leverage that house against all these nice things you wanted to do and carry three or four credit cards with you.
And end up up to your ears in debt.
And that's all our friends that are our age.
So his kid is the opposite of careless. After overdrawing her account sophomore year, she swore off the cards. She carries cash, you know, paper money. But that doesn't mean she's low tech. Cash is part of her strategy to keep track of everything she spends. On the spreadsheet she's always got pulled up on her laptop.
Since I started using it, I feel a little bit better about where I know where my money's going, and I know how, if I ever get into a hole or if there's some problem with it, I know how I got there.
Sarah, I'd like to get a copy of that template.
With technological advances in spending, have come technological advances in tracking how much you spend.
I think it has become much easier to actually track what you're spending and how little you might have than it ever was before.
Daniel Roth is managing editor of the magazine Fortune Digital. He says, for example, you don't have to wait till the end of the month before you get your statement.
You can see your statement right away by logging onto the credit card company's website.
Sorry, I have to stop for a second. I don't really know what I'm talking about. Like a lot of people, I am terrified of budgeting sites like Mint.com, sites like Sarah uses. I don't even know what Mint.com is.
It is a dashboard into your financial life. And I don't mean this
okay,
just
okay.
About Mint.
Okay,
or other places, other
I don't want to know. Look, in order to use these tech tools, you have to be brave. A brave nerd, like Sarah Marzinski.
It just sounds like you have to, you really game it out. I mean, you're like a real planner.
I know, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm a nerd, and that's
an understatement.
Robert Marzinski has a little more sympathy for those of us who want to run and hide from budgeting software. Where his daughter uses technology to get up close to what she spends, he can distance himself with automatic payments, you know, the magazine subscriptions, the cable, that just get automatically debited from checking. All the technology in the world can't force you to look at how much you spend.
We got to make sure that are disciplined enough to go take a look at your account online to see what's there and how much you've taken out that day, particularly when it's coming time for an automatic payment.
But there are many people who are living outside the banking system entirely. Denise Early runs a check cashing place in Washington, D.C. She says a lot of her customers aren't computer literate. Online banking isn't an option for them. Or they just don't trust the banks.
They don't even want to keep their money in the bank. So they'd rather come in here, cash their check, pay all their bills. They see exactly where their money is going. And whatever they have left, they might have it at home in a drawer somewhere.
But if you do lose track of your payments and get into debt, maybe you'll end up like Robert Marzinski, who at least has Sarah.
We did a good job.
Yeah, you did super good.
We count her as one of our accomplishments.
Zoe Chace, NPR News.